Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, December 3rd, 2016, 3 Kislev, 5777, Parashat Toldot, Genesis 25:19 through 28:9, Haftarah, Malachi 1:1 through 2:7, Devar Torah, Family Discord and Distrust, by Dr. Ellen M. Umansky. Friendships among siblings can be close and long-lasting. Many times, however, they are difficult to achieve or sustain. This week's parasha provides insight into the latter. Focusing on the relationship between Isaac and Rebekah's twin sons, Parashat Toldot elucidates why it is so difficult, if not impossible, for Esau and Jacob to become friends. According to the text, their birth is God's gift to Rebekah, who was childless for the first 20 years of her marriage. Yet even in utero, Esau and Jacob do not get along with one another. Pressing against one another, they cause Rebekah so much physical pain that she consults an oracle through whom the divine speaks to her. God tells Rebekah that she is to give birth to twins who will be at odds with one another in life just as they are in the womb. They will become the fathers of two nations, the descendants of the older son serving the descendants of the younger. When she gives birth, they name the first son to emerge Esau and the second Jacob. According to Midrashic tradition, Rebekah, like the other matriarchs, is a prophet and thus knows that God's words to her mean that Jacob, not Esau, has been chosen as inheritor of the divine covenant. Perhaps this is why Rebekah favored Jacob. Isaac, on the other hand, not knowing of God's intent, favors Esau, whose hunting and other outdoor skills he greatly admires. Isaac plans to bestow God's blessing on his oldest son, Esau. Rebekah, in league with her favorite son Jacob, tricks her husband into giving the blessing to Jacob instead. The result doesn't just have larger social and political consequences, it has familial consequences as well. The complex baggage that Esau and Jacob bring to their relationship cannot be ignored. Esau grows up knowing that Rebekah favors Jacob, while Jacob knows that Isaac has come to favor Esau. Rebekah undoubtedly shares more in common with the sensitive domestic Jacob than she does with Esau, while Isaac takes special pride in the outdoor skills Esau possesses. Perhaps Rebekah feels closest to Jacob because he's her youngest and is with her more often, while Isaac favors their eldest upon whom he plans to bestow God's blessing. Or, as the rabbis suggest, perhaps it is Rebekah's prophetic insight that Jacob, not Esau, is to inherit the covenant that leads her to favor the son who has been chosen by God. Yet, ultimately, why Rebekah favors Jacob and her husband favors Esau is relatively unimportant. Many parents feel a special admiration or affinity toward one of their children that emotionally makes that child their favorite. Yet, having a favorite child isn't the same as playing favorites. Rabbinic interpreters and modern scholars have attempted to justify Rebekah's and Isaac's actions. Bereshit Rabbah, for example, suggests that Esau was drawn to idolatry, promiscuous, and both a rapist and a murderer. It describes Jacob as pious, while, as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught, Isaac's eyes were dim from seeing Esau's wicked deeds. The early medieval rabbinic association of Esau with the brutal Romans, which began with a rabbinic exegesis of Genesis 27:40, when Isaac says to Esau, "By your sword shall you live," was developed further in the 11th century by Rashi, who described Rome and Christianity, the heir of the Roman Empire, as embodiments of the wicked and hateful Esau. According to author Leon Cass, when the prudent Rebekah devises a plan to help Jacob deceive Isaac, she acts with tact, delicacy, and affection for her husband by ensuring that in blessing Jacob, he carries out the will of God. To me, Rebekah's dressing Jacob in his brother's clothes, wrapping goat skins around his smooth hands and neck so that he would feel hairy like Esau, and cooking the kind of meal that she had overheard Isaac ask Esau to bring him, was neither tactful nor delicate. Nor do I think that tricking Isaac into giving the blessing to Jacob was an affectionate gesture. Maybe she knew that Isaac wouldn't listen to her if she tried to convince him that God wanted Jacob, not Esau, to receive the blessing. Yet even if Rebekah's actions were justified and Isaac's preference for Esau understandable, it still doesn't excuse those words and acts that destroy any chance of the brothers becoming friends. Rebekah lovingly addresses Jacob, but not Esau, as son. While when Isaac says, "My son," he is speaking to Esau. Not being a prophet, Esau justifiably sees Rebekah's helping Jacob attain God's blessing as cruel and subsequently vows to kill his brother. While Jacob may have been hurt that his father was so easily tricked into thinking that he was Esau, Jacob is then sent to Padan Aram to marry a relative of Rebekah's, while Esau, having already married two Hittite women, leaves to find his uncle Ishmael and marries his daughter. According to Parashat Vayishlach, Esau and Jacob don't see one another for many years, and when they do, their reunion is awkward and short-lived. Given the parental favoritism that worked against their forming a close relationship from the beginning, it is not surprising that the brothers go their separate ways. Dr. Ellen M. Umansky is the Carl and Dorothy Bennett Professor of Judaic Studies at Fairfield University in Fairfield, Connecticut, Professor of Religious Studies, and Director of the University's Bennett Center for Judaic Studies. She is a longtime member of Reform Congregation Kol Ami in White Plains, New York.